Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Ever did the roommate thing growing up at any stages of
your
life?
Yeah. When I was in uni, I flatted with my mates Richard and John.
How were they? Were they all right? They messy? They were clean?
Oh, you know, we had our ups and downs. John refused to do the vacuuming. It got to the point where we would leave the vacuum in the chair he would always sit in, just as a hint, a subtle reminder that it's your turn to do the vacuuming, mate. He would just put it down and sit down in the chair and watch TV.
So that didn't work out.
No,
too well.
not too well.
Yes, roommate. I've had a roommate before, and it can get on your nerves after a little while. But there's one thing that's worse than that: having a roommate and not knowing you've got a roommate.
What?
I'm not talking about...
Are you talking about kids?
Like, no, I'm not talking about the
kids
the
that
other,
move back in
the ones
while
you're
that
away? Never pay rent in the other room. They just hang out and basically leech off all your money. Or a spider, or nothing like that. I'm talking about a stranger living in your house.
What? Like squatting? Like
yes.
In your own home?
The actual term for this is called frogging. P-H-rogging is what it's called.
Right.
So basically, they hop from residence to residence, you know, just sort of... squatting in houses. But this was a reality for a poor woman from Rockhampton by the name of Monica Green, who noticed a few little odd things around the house. So, like, you'd come home from work and be like, oh, I don't remember putting that thing there. Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just getting a bit forgetful, that sort of thing.
Right.
Basically just fobbed it off when it was the kids have been moving stuff once again as well. But one particular day, she arrived home early from a doctor's appointment and discovered there was a series of inexplicable disturbances. Not the usual stuff of possibly maybe I moved that from there to there. I'm talking about the back door being wide open, the TV on, the aircon on, poltergeist sort of stuff.
No, you would assume someone's broken into your home or something.
Yeah, this person had broken into her home a little while ago, unfortunately, because she actually called offices the first thing you would do. You know,
yeah.
All right, I need to call someone, something's not right here. They did a bit of a walkthrough of the house and then discovered that someone had been living in her roof for a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God. It's like something out of a horror film.
It sure is out of a bad horror film as well. So, obviously, she was quite shaken up by this whole thing. And what makes it even worse, she's one of those people that's highly organised. So, she would often have, like, a whiteboard in her house of her roster and things that are happening.
Yeah.
So, then obviously, this person has been living in the roof. When they come down, they can go, okay, let me just synchronise what's happening today. What kind of free time have I got between this time and that time? And
that's why she... caught him off guard when she came home early from the doctor's appointment, so he thought that she'd be gone a little longer. Was there like another reminder list, like things to buy at the shops, and she'd noticed that like beers had been added to the list in handwriting she didn't recognise? So where did this come from?
And it looks like this person really made themselves at home. I'm talking about obviously they've been doing a bit of cooking and that sort of stuff, so much so that basically she found evidence of this person cooking themselves some chicken nuggets. Because some of them were resting on the stove.
Oh, really?
One of the days when she got home. So this person had been helping themselves to everything in the fridge, just, you know, maybe going around wearing the robe around the house, that sort of thing, getting really into the role of being the stranger in the roof.
God.
So, obviously, she's changed all the locks and things like that because that's pretty terrifying. Like, we're making a bit of fun about it, a bit of light about it now, but it would be quite terrifying to know that someone's been living in your house. Do they have the spare key? You don't know what they've got.
You wouldn't feel safe again.
Yeah.
I'd just be putting that whole roof cavity, I would just fill it up with mouse traps.
Throw some fireworks up there. Just hear a whole bunch of banging and stuff. But he hasn't come back at this stage yet. Obviously, she's mentioned she's changed the locks and stuff. Police are gathering forensic evidence. But, you know, if they really want to get him back there, we do know he's got a love of nuggets. We do know that for sure.
So that's true.
Could sort of set the trap, a couple of signs out the front, and I reckon he'll be like a moth straight to the flame, a bit like this.
Oh, shut up and take my money.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Dinner around the table. Is it something that still happens at your place? Because Hutsy's of the belief that nobody does it anymore.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dying breed. I get stuck watching some old TV shows like The Wonder Years where it was always dinners on the table at this time. You know, it's the big thing in the house. You have to. There's no possible way out of this sitting at the dinner table and everyone talking about their day. But these days...
Well, I remember like the old, 90s sitcom Roseanne.
Roseanne.
It started with all the family around the table. You know what I mean? Just hanging out together and then mum ruined dinner with, ha, 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 ha.
Exactly right.
At the end of it, yeah.
Now they're all laughing at Roseanne. She's not even in the show anymore.
Yeah.
But it's starting to get me thinking, like, is it just me or is it like, does it sort of feel like there's a bit of a shift towards, you know, with Netflix and all sorts of everyone, the devices, is there a bit of a shift towards people just going their own way at dinner time?
I think there is. Like, we don't have kids, but my wife and I rarely eat dinner at the dinner table. We have one there. Sitting there, and it's got like 8 chairs. Sometimes I'm like, why do we have so many chairs? I can't remember the last time we had 8 people in our house. And the only time we eat dinner at the table is if we're celebrating something or it's like a special occasion. You know it's a special occasion in our house because of two things. One, we're eating at the dinner table, and two, we've got pants on.
Like, always a good start.
Mainly me.
My dining table currently has my next batch of homebrew sitting on it, 23 litres of beer sitting on it. I'm not even joking. That's how often that thing gets used.
Wow, okay.
And for me, my version of dinner table now is the arm of the lounge. It's quite a thick, long arm of the lounge. I literally put a tea towel on there, put my plate on there, and then I'll
and
eat off
the... that's how you eat.
It's kind of sad.
But do you eat at the same
sad,
time as Rachel does? Are you both sitting on the couch together eating?
Nope. Not really? Even that. She can't. She has borderline one of those conditions where you can't stand certain noises of people eating and that.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then sometimes she'll try and sit next to me on the lounge for dinner time. I know I'm getting on nerves and all of a sudden we're watching the news and she blasts it up to like 50 on the news and I'm like, okay.
That's the passive-aggressive way of telling you, eat with your mouth closed.
Or she'll just
God's
look
sake.
At me and then just walk off and I'm like, point taken.
1-300-92-1250. Dinner at the table. Does it still happen in your house? Di from the room has given us a call. Morning, Di. Do you guys still eat at the table, the whole family?
We certainly do, yes. And my youngest always goes around and asks everyone, one, how their day was, and two, what the best part of their day was.
How old's your youngest?
She's 12.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everybody has to think about it before they go to dinner.
Yeah,
he's going to ask me this. I've got to think about what my answer's going to be.
Yeah, well, I've got a 15-year-old who's a gamer, and he's always revolves around, you know, the best thing that happened on the game, because that's real life to him.
I can almost imagine your daughter taking charge of dinner table, like sort of like conducting the orchestra. Like, it's like, you can sit back, Mum, for a couple of minutes. I'll take it from here.
Oh, she does, and she takes it so seriously too. And if you make a joke about it, she gets very upset, and you've got to start again.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems to be sort of a family tradition that's falling by the wayside, Di. Why are you so feel so strongly about making sure that you have dinner around the table?
That's half an hour of them talking to me or having to talk to each other.
Yeah.
As I said, one's a gamer. The other one's, you know, she's on holidays at the moment, and she's 14.
Don't even know my kids. Eventually, third time.
How long has she been gone?
That's what's her name.
And she just lays around in bed because, you know, I don't have to do anything because it's not school. So she doesn't want to talk to anybody.
Fair enough.
So it's that half an hour where they're away from their devices and we talk to each other. And I think, you know, this day and age where devices are, like, really important to the teenagers, it's good for them to be able to just talk normally to family.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Reconnect with the family. Well, that's great,
exactly.
Di. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning. We appreciate it.
No worries.
See ya. 1-300-92-1250. Are you like Di and her family? Do you still have dinner at the dinner table, or do you guys just do a Zoom call together
from the other room
when it's dinner time? We've got Kelly with us from Toothdale. Kelly, does your family still dine around the table in the evening?
Yep, every night.
Wow, that's great.
Anytime we're all together and sit down and talk.
And how strict are you with the family dinner at the table? Do you turn off the TV? Is there zero distractions, no screens allowed, all that?
The TV's normally on, but there's no phones. There's no hats at the table. You have to wear a shirt. So I'm old school.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of rules. Are the kids keen on doing this whole dinner table thing, or do they think it's a bit of a drag?
Oh, they're all right now. They're in their early 20s, so they're
not they're happy. It saves them money from eating away from home and things like that if they have to.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
But if they have a friend come over and the son's friend has a hat on, he tells him to take his hat off, so he knows the rules well.
This is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, and we have a roast every Sunday.
Oh. Have you got any spare seats at this table?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're free this Sunday, Kelly.
All right, we'll see what we can do. We'll organise something.
Sounds good.
Awesome, Kelly. Well, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
No problem.
Bye,
have a good day. Bye.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Friendly reminder to leave some extra water out for the pets.
Yes.
Especially the dogs, because they can work up a thirst just getting up to mischief. That's what one four-year-old pug in Toowoomba did recently. Sherman, the family dog, he was hanging around while the mother of the family, Meg, and the kids were playing a bit of Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Oh, great game from the childhood.
It's fantastic. Unfortunately, Sherman wanted to get in on the action.
Just had a little look around and realised there really wasn't a lot of balls left on the game.
Sherman had one of the balls in his mouth and he wasn't keen on a game of fetch.
At that point, I thought he'd probably swallowed 3 or 4, maybe 5 at the most balls.
Oh, Sherman.
So he's turned it into Hungry Hungry Sherman. Just started swallowing the balls off the game, which, you know, if you're going to swallow pieces from a board game, Hungry Hungry Hippos is probably the best one to do. Like, if you're going to go with Monopoly, it's going to be hard to pass those hotels, Sherman. Like, yeah, well, you know what I mean? It's like, where's all the pieces to Mousetrap gone? Sherman!
While you'd be willing to put your hand at the back of the hippo to use that to play that game, I wouldn't be willing to put my hand at the back of Sherman to get that.
No, no. And the problem is, with Sherman, it's something that he's done before.
So he's a repeat offender.
Yeah, the family has had to wait for Sherman to pass a lot of things that he's decided to chow down on.
He's eaten remote controls, he's eaten the side of the sofa, he's eaten rocks, he's eaten bulb plants. We thought he swallowed the nib off a bike pump a couple months ago.
He'll just have a go at anything. I didn't know pugs had such an appetite.
Imagine them watching family with him and all of a sudden he's like barking, it's the channel's changing.
Yeah.
With the remote in his stomach.
You're pushing down on Sherman's stomach trying to get Netflix to come up on your TV. So the good news is Sherman is happy and healthy now.
Oh, good.
Because they took him to the vet. That was an ordeal. Because he immediately did a runner the minute they said to him, come on, Sherman, we're going to take you to the vet to get your balls removed. He was like, he was out of there.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.